Like Britain, the U.S. has long been projecting power far beyond its own shores. And like Britain, the U.S. is under budgetary pressure to scale back its military spending. The World's Jason Margolis has that story.
One word encapsulates the mood of American politics this campaign season: cut. Cut spending, cut taxes, cut the deficit. But here's something you don't hear much about from the politicians. To make meaningful cuts in spending, you're going to have to cut the Pentagon budget. The simple fact is that of all federal discretionary spending, that's all the money for everything from bridges to schools to NASA, the Pentagon gets more than half. And Congress has found it difficult to change that. Stephen Biddle is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think there's clearly a lot of frustration on Capitol Hill, especially but not exclusively among Democrats, with the size of the defense budget in a time of fiscal austerity. By the same token, though, it's politically very unpopular to do something that could be read as cutting funding for a war in wartime.
Biddle adds that Democrats don't want to vote against a defense budget from a president within their own party. Congressional Democrats who favor defense cuts, though, might have an unlikely ally, the Tea Party. Chris Littleton runs the movement in Ohio.
I would love to have our borders protected, and I would love to have U.S. interests protected. But that does not mean that we need to have military installations in as many places as we do. It does not mean that we need to be playing world police.
Littleton has a list of spending programs he'd like to chop first, including Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. But next on that list is military spending. But military analyst Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute points out the Tea Party doesn't necessarily call the shots for the Republican Party.
It's too soon to say how much impact the Tea Party will have on Republican spending plans, but as of right now, the vast majority of Republicans seem to favor strong defense spending, and the Tea Party probably won't change that.
The Tea Party's influence on defense spending is limited because it doesn't speak with one voice. Again, analyst Stephen Biddle.
This is one of several areas where the Tea Party has real problems, and one of the divides within the Tea Party is between kind of hardcore libertarians who just plain believe in smaller government or basically isolationist in their foreign policy, and more traditionally conservative Republican Tea Partiers who tend to believe that the non-defense parts of the government are what needs cutting.
Regardless of what the politicians believe, the trajectory of military spending is simply unsustainable. In the past decade, two-thirds of all federal discretionary spending increases have gone to the military. Much of that money has paid for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have expressed alarm over the growth of the Pentagon's budget. 56 members signed a letter this month that called for cuts. Again, though, the devil is in the details, according to the Lexington Institute's Lauren Thompson.
Well, the irony of U.S. defense spending is that it has increased to nearly half of the global total over the last 10 years, and yet we've been neglecting many key weapon systems like our bombers and our spy satellites. The problem, basically, is that the cost of military benefits for the all-volunteer force has gone through the ceiling. So that's where we really need to try to make some cuts.
But Thompson warns the military would degrade quickly once you start cutting pay or benefits for soldiers. Put another way, Stephen Biddle at the Council on Foreign Relations says military strategy in Iraq and Afghanistan and funding the Pentagon go hand in hand.
No strategy for the waging of these wars, no matter how clever, is going to succeed if it's defunded.
As for the public, polls show that more voters are concerned about saving money than funding wars. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.